in my pocket like he's in my bank, bang, bang, bang. Boys. In my pocket like he's in my bank. Paying card, paying card, paying cash. Yeah, tell me it's all the same. Could be blonde, brunette, she could have tats. If she bad, then she bad. Yeah, tell me it's all the same.
Please tune into WONY 90.9 FM.
Oh my God!
Please. No!
The Student Association and the BART team want to remind you, just because you have the right doesn't mean it's right. Yik Yak allows you to post anonymously, but that doesn't give you permission to spread hate or harmful content.
If you come across hateful posts on Yik Yak, here's what you can do. Number one, report the content. Tap the three dots on the top right of the post, select report content, and choose why the post violates Yik Yak community guidelines. Number two, downvote the post. If a post receives 5 downvotes, it will be permanently deleted.
Remember, bias incidents or harmful messages can be reported directly to BART, even if they come from online. Let's use Yik Yak to spread positivity and acknowledge the great things happening in our community. Events, locations, interactions, and more.
This has been a message from the Student Association and the Bias Act Response Team.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some things to look forward to. On Tuesday, September 30th, join the Ultimate Frisbee Team for their practice happening from 4 to 6 p.m. on the intramural field. Also happening on Tuesday, join the Computer Art Club for their meeting happening in Fine Arts 321 from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Lastly, join Student Association for Trivia Tuesday, happening from 9 to 10 p.m. in the Red Dragon Theater. On Thursday, join the Student Caribbean Association for a game of Spooky Bingo, happening from 6 to 7 p.m. in Alumni Hall. Also happening on Thursday, join the Center for Racial Justice for a powerful panel, discussion, and celebration of Hispanic and Latinx Heritage Month. This will be happening in the Great Room from 6:30 to 8 p.m. On Friday, join OK Crew for their K-pop dance workshop, happening from 4 to 5 p.m. in Fine Arts 103. On Saturday, be sure to check out the community table at the Farmers Market. This will be happening on Dietz Street in town from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. On Saturday, join Student Association for A Night of the Impossible with Larry and Raven. This will be happening from 8 to 9 p.m. in the ballroom. On Sunday, join WONY for our general body meeting and come and learn about our awesome club. This will be happening from 3 to 4 p.m. in Fitzell Hall 303. Hope to see you there. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Be sure to have a great week and keep it locked.
Hello. Hey guys, how's it going? My name is NJ and this is my show. I like to call it Kitchen Sink because it's called Kitchen Sink. Wow. Yay. Welcome. Welcome back. If you've been here before, if you haven't, welcome. I think I've said that like 4 times now. I'm in a fun... Oh, that's really funny. Sorry. I'm in a really funny mood today. And so I have a lot of energy, so this should be fun. But I just looked at the title of my playlist that I made for today, and I didn't spell kitchen right. And I was like, oh, that doesn't look right. And it wasn't. But that's okay, because I can fix it. So yeah, how we doing? I'm doing okay. I've had a really fantastic week since I was here last Thursday. I think last Thursday I was in a bit of a funk, and I have since recovered, and now I'm here, and I'm having a fantastic week, a fantastic day. I have a lot of songs on here for my set list for today. Let's call it that, why not? That I was dance partying to earlier today. Actually, just 2, but that's the vibe today. It's actually not. Today's vibe is fall, obviously, because it's October now. Today kind of feels like fall. It only got up to 65 degrees today, as opposed to like 75, 80, like it's been the past couple weeks. So that's real nice. I woke up and I had to like put on my vest to walk outside and get breakfast because it was cold. That just reminded me of that part. Okay, Barbie, the Princess and the Pauper, where the Pauper Barbie is singing that if she wants to get her breakfast hot, Madame Carp will make her pay, and she has to fetch the eggs herself, but the barn's a mile away. That's how I felt saying that, although I don't have to get any eggs. Well, I mean, I have to get eggs if I want eggs, but, like, not from a chicken. So yeah. Word. Yeah. Okay. We're gonna start today... Yeah, why not? This is what I did last week, and it was kind of fun. We're going to start... Okay, this is like my mystery song, because we have to play a song from rotation every week, and I never listen to them, so this is the first time I'm listening to it. But it's by a band called Rainbow Kitten Surprise. Hello. And I've heard of that band before, so we're just going to jump right in. I'll play it, and then we'll do a quick review, and then we'll get to the good stuff. All right? All right, so here is Dang by Rainbow Kitten Surprise from their album called Bones that they recently released.
Jumping at the bottom with the radio guitar. Miss me with your problems, Lego, I'ma hit the mall. Face it with a problem in the riddle of it all. It's who gives a fuck, let's live it up and please pick up my calls. I can't help you, let it be. Pedal to the pedigree, metal to the metal seat. Better than the better, please. I can't help you, let it be. Mother man, come to me. Woof, woof, woof. And you're barking up my tree, babe. Need bucks, need fun, I got you, babe.
Okay, hey, I'm back. That was Dang by Rainbow Kitten Surprise, and my little review is 10 out of 10. Well, maybe not. Maybe like an 8. I liked the vibes, and I also really appreciated that they barked in it. Kind of. Like, there was definitely some barking adjacent, I don't know, sound effects, maybe? So 8 out of 10. Awesome. Okay. So now we have fall music for the rest of the time, obviously. I brought my violin, too, so, like, I might fiddle around a little bit. We'll see if I have time. But we're going to start with Bruno Mars, which... So, okay, one of my favorite artists is Bruno Major, and so it felt really weird typing in Bruno Mars instead of, because they're, like, so similar, except for, like, the last two or three letters. But the first song today, for realsies, is If I Knew by Bruno Mars. And then, I'll talk about the first two. The second song is called Wild. It is by Blake Ruby from his most recent album. It came out on my birthday, OMG, called Big Roller. And I've been vibing to this album recently. Like, I listened to it all the way through twice today. Once while I was folding laundry, and another time I had a dance party to it in my room. So, the first two songs on the album, I would say, are my favorite. And I'm going to play both of them today. So I hope you guys get to have a dance party to them as well. But okay, here we go with Bruno Mars, If I Knew.
Oh, oh. Buffalo in the snow, and I wanna see just how far you go. Pull a new dress over your shoulder, do violets dance on your skin. I'm laying in all your garden with the sunlight glistening, and I wanna smell every flower, feel the touch of your dew in the morning light. Oh, doesn't matter how hard I try, I'm helpless like
like a child. I love the way you drive me wild. I should be packing for a trip, but I've just been packing a bowl. Started to lose control, but I wanna smoke every ounce again. I need all your energy flowing through my mind. Oh, why? Doesn't matter how hard I try. Helpless like a child. Oh, I love the way you drive.
This house, Sydney sitting on the couch, what's she going on about? I don't even care if you were making out, I guess you worked it out, worked it out. Yeah.
Word. That was Davy Crotchet by the Backseat Lovers. Fun little song. Good album. I will admit, good album. Let's investigate. Would I say it's a no-skip album? I don't know. Maybe. There's two songs I don't know, so I can't confirm. Never mind. That's a little embarrassing. But it's fine. It's okay. And then prior to that was Wild by Blake Ruby, which I danced to this morning. It was so fun. Bruh. Like, tell me that song ain't vibes. That song's got some serious vibes to it, bro. Like, imagine that plus, like, bike ride in nature. Oh. Bro, I gotta bike. I gotta be, like, a pro biker. Like, but, like, a leisurely pro biker, you know? I feel like riding a bike is so much fun. There's so much freedom, you know? Oh, man. But my bike is too small. Shout out to my dad, if he's listening. We should go biking soon. I'll be home in 2 weeks. 2 weeks from today, we could be biking. What do you think, bro? Word. Anyways, I would love to bike around here, but also there's a lot of hills, which would just make my legs huge, which is good, because that's what I want. I also want to run a Spartan race, so maybe this coming summer, I'll do that. So I'm an exercise science major, right? So you'd think that, like, I'd lock in and make myself, like, a training schedule or whatever. But I'm a little scared to, because I don't want to run. So I'm like, I'm avoiding it. I'm like, yeah, sure, maybe next semester I'll start training for this Spartan race that I really want to do. Because I've been wanting to run one for, like, 2 or 3 years now. And I just haven't ever signed up and committed. I want to do it with someone, but now I'm at the point where I'm just like, I could do it alone, and it would be awesome alone, but it would also be awesome with someone. But, like, I'm not scared to do it alone anymore, so I gotta lock in. I gotta start, like, doing some farmer's carries and some pull-ups and monkey bars and running, unfortunately, but that's okay. Running's not all that bad, actually. I just can't be consistent with it for whatever reason. But I'll get there. It's a work in progress. Speaking of, like, sports stuff, the 49ers play tonight. Woohoo! I don't know if I'd classify myself as a 49ers fan anymore. I was. So, okay, here's my football story, right? 2 years ago, I started watching football just because it was on. And then I started watching it more consistently. I was like, oh, it's on every Sunday, Monday, and Thursday. So I guess I'll watch football every Sunday, Monday, and Thursday, of course. And I was a big 49ers fan my first season of football watching. And then last year, they weren't great. So I still liked them. But I was like, I also, we don't really get their games much. Cause they're from California and this is New York. So I wonder if anyone is listening to this from out of state. Like, that would be so interesting. Wow. And then I'd be, like, really seriously famous. That, at least I'd feel very famous. But anyways, so I kind of fell off the 49ers train. But I'm, like, I don't know. They still have a special place in my heart, you know? Like that was my first team. Maybe they'll be my forever team. I don't know. I like the Lions, too. I gotta like the Bills, because I'm in Oneonta. Like, hello. But, I don't know. I'm not picky. I tend to root for, this is gonna sound bad, but for whoever's winning, unless it's a team I don't like. And let me think of teams I don't like. The Chiefs. I don't like the Chiefs. And I don't think I will ever like the Chiefs. So, anyways, that's my football talk. I'm very excited for the game, though. And I hope, see, because I'm also planning on baking donut bread pudding tonight for my friends. So I hope that I can multitask, or that I can, like, get the game in the kitchen where there isn't a TV. I'll try to figure it out. Anyways, back to music, shall we? So the next song is very fitting for today's theme of fall, because it's called Autumn, and autumn and fall are the same thing, I would say. Just, you know, it's like same outfit, different font, but same, let me think about that. Same meaning, different word, right? Yeah. So, it's by a group called Couch, who some of their music I like and some of it I really don't like. Featuring Jackson Lundy, who I know, I've heard his name before. So that's really cool. And that's the song that's next. It's, yes, I already said that. It's called Autumn. And it's really fun. I think I belted this in my car once and then my throat hurt. But that's okay. So I hope you have an awesome experience with this song, because I like it, and I'll be back.
Yesterday the fog blew in, riding on a gust of wind, bringing in memories. Freshman in the coffee shop, lonely while the couples talk, that kind of ruined fall for me. But now I feel alright, there's new light in my life. I don't you
and rap resembling and stopping on window shopping for love, for fame, for anything that would take me. And when I'm done digging up space, well, I'm coming home late to a dirty place, half awake, the broom, the rake, take the kid out of me. Just say the word, just say the word, and I'll give it up, the word, and I'll hang it up. What do I know? What do I hold that will not fade away? All things fade away. Where will I be? The crop and the weed, beast and fade.
Word. We just listened to Broken Harvest by Madison Cunningham. And in my opinion, that is like the fall song, at least for me. I first heard it live, actually, because I went to a Hozier concert a couple years ago, I think 2 years ago now. And she opened for him, and she was good. And I just remember, like, looking that song up on my phone as she played it, and I was like, yeah, this is it. I just, it's like, it's a little creepy, so it's very fall, it's very October. Like, the little, I don't know, something about it. It's, like, whimsical. It's good. Good stuff, bro. So I think I'm gonna play my violin, if that's okay with everybody. I just have to grab it really quick. Give me 1 second. It's been grabbed. Okay, the tune today, I was between two. One was like a little, it's a little, I don't know. I feel like, okay, hear me out. It gives like whimsy, like think like fairies and trolls and stuff. And I feel like that's more spring than it is fall, at least the vibe that it was giving off. It was also, I didn't feel like practicing something that was difficult, and that was a little more difficult than I wanted to spend, you know, like, so we're chilling. But the tune I picked is called Return From Helsinki. It might be Return To Helsinki. Let me see. I'm investigating. Return From Helsinki. Yes, it's Return From Helsinki. It's by a band called Frigg. I love Frigg. They're like, I don't know. I'm actually not going to try to put them on a map because I'll be wrong, and that would be awkward. But okay. It's a fun little ditty. I learned this one by myself, actually. So I didn't play it with, like, oh, you know what? I feel like most of the tunes I've played, I've learned by myself. But anyways. So, okay. Okay, word. Okay, this is Return From Helsinki. And I'm gonna try to, like, not hype myself up too much. I get so nervous playing here. If there were people, I wouldn't be as nervous. But I think because there's not people and it's just me, but it's going out into the world, that's a little scary. I wonder if this is how YouTubers feel. Anyways, here we go. Thank you. Applause. Woohoo. Yay. Sorry, I had to clap for my... Well, I didn't clap, but, you know, I had to cheer for myself because, you know, that's the best part. That was fun. I had a lot of fun playing that. I hope you had a lot of fun listening to it. I really like that tune, actually. It's like I just heard it and then I learned it and then I was like, yeah, it's just, it's got a good vibe. The recording, if you listen to the recording by Frigg, there's some really awesome, like, harmonies in there. They throw in the second time. It's really beautiful. Would recommend listening to it. Yeah. Okay, I have two more songs, but I have, like, a little bit of... it's tricky, bro. Having a one-hour show is hard. Because I only really have 50 minutes, you know? And I'm a yapper. I like to yap. So, I don't know. I have two songs left. They're kind of on the long side. So, I'm gonna... I'll put them on, and then if I have time, I'll yap later. The first one is Vodka Cranberry by Conan Gray, which is also a drink that I feel like I should try. I'm recently 21, and I'm having fun going out, which is not something that I did prior to this year, which is very exciting. So maybe that's on the list for this weekend. I don't know. But when I first heard this song, I was like, this is fall. Yes. So it came out a little before like fall actually started, but I think it's a very good fall song. So we are starting with Vodka Cranberry by Conan Gray. I hope you enjoy.
You say we're fine, but your brown eyes are green this time, so you've been crying. It's in the way you say my name, so quick, so straight. It sounds the same as the time we took a break, February 4th through the 16th of May. So strange to be back at your place, pretending like nothing has changed.
dress you off, lay you down. You arrest me with a passion, like gravity to the ground. Started with a dance and with a kiss. No mission, just the two of us insisting we should go another round. So you grab my arms, lay my hands to the couch. Crucify me in your love, let it surround me. I need you all around me. God knows that even if you drag me straight through hell, no amount of pain would make me save myself. If I were a mountain, you'd be my river, bringing this valley to life. So in the middle of the night, keep me under the glow of your moonlight. Settle me down like a soft breeze, bring in the dew on a summer night. Holy Spirit, she's got a hold of my weakness. Something about the way she gets, holding me over the edge. Still I don't have any regrets. I don't have any regrets. Whenever something ain't right, something feels wrong, is everything alright? I don't wanna talk, just hold on to me tight. Don't worry at all, we can just stay. There's something about you rips all my guts out. And I wanna love you, pour my heart out. When we're just a memory, they're gonna cry when you see my smile in a dusty old picture of us.
Alright guys, that was fun. That last song was River by Blake Ruby, which is just, it's so chill, but it's got some good lyrics, bro. I was listening to it earlier today and I was like, whoa, you know? But okay, we've made it to the end of our time today. So thanks to everyone who tuned in. Thanks to all the epic music I just played, because I'm still in a good mood and I'm like, let's go. Maybe it's because, well, I got free bubble tea today because the guy ahead of me like ordered it, but then he was like, wait, shoot, I forgot to ask for almond milk. And so he was just like, do you want it? And I was like, I mean, sure. So then I took it. So maybe I'm like hyped up on this tea right now. Maybe it's the caffeine talking. I don't know. But anyways, I hope everyone has a fantastic end to their Thursday. I hope everyone has the most fantastic weekend ever. There's another drag show this weekend, and this time I'm actually going because I realized 10 o'clock really isn't that late. And if it's on a weekend, we're chilling. That's what I learned. So that should be fun. Otherwise, I think I'm having a movie night because, like, it's Halloween and I gotta watch some horror movies. So, word. I hope everyone's weekend is fantastic and everyone has a great week next week. Woohoo! Okay, this has been Kitchen Sink. I hope you guys come back next week, Thursday at 4. I'll be here. I'll see you then. Peace out.
at the tip, like Mount Everest, like Mount Everest. I'm working my way through shards of soil. I'm carrying a shovel.
You think you're the wony? You're not even the fart.
Tune into WONY 90.9 FM on
the
answer.
Who's that again? I don't know that number.
Please hold for a very important
and
message.
And skip. You can skip robocalls, but don't skip your well visits and recommended vaccines. They help protect you. So ask your doctor or pharmacist about any recommended vaccines you may need. Really? Again? And skip.
A public service announcement from Vaccinate Your Family in collaboration with Merck.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some things to look forward to. On Tuesday, September 30th, join the Ultimate Frisbee Team.